Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good, Taryn. So, you know, I work late at night. I'm a bartender, and I work till 2 a.m., so I'm only running on a few hours of sleep, and I go to the kitchen to get some coffee to wake up for this thing. And realize I'm such a dummy that I bought decaf instead of regular. So I'm trying to wake up on my own today. I'm here, but I'm trying to wake up.
You got to figure out how to do it on your own. That's
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I did that. Oh, yeah. I know. I've got to just be el natural. So I'm here. I'm doing it.
Somebody's going to tell regular calf coffee that you don't like it. And then there's going to be a rift, and then who knows where the votes will go.
Yeah, I don't want to get in an argument with regular coffee because decaf is my mortal enemy. So we'll go with that.
Yeah, I prefer calf coffee.
Yeah. Same here.
I prefer calling it calf coffee to regular coffee. We are here to talk about Big Brother 21 and the live feeds here. I'm going to update you on everything that happened yesterday on these Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 49 in the house. Day 49. And slow day. There's like some stuff happening here, but for the most part, it's totally pointless stuff because it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, not going anywhere. Pretty much the vote's staying the same so far. And, you know, Jack and them are starting to figure it out.
Yeah. So most of what's happening here's why it's a slow day. Most of what's happening revolves around Jack in the house, him and his campaign, his attempt to campaign this week, which is. You know, we know that he's been considering like, I'm going to offer Cliff 3 weeks of safety. He's going to talk to Nick yesterday about like, should I offer Nicole safety too? I can't offer too many people safety. I can't have it overlap. That will be bad. My totally good deals of safety won't work. You know, his deals of safety aren't going to work because he already talked like, okay, what Jack doesn't realize is that. He promised Cliff safety for 2 weeks. And then he told Jackson a bunch of times, I'm not going to honor that deal. I want Cliff on the block. I want to target Cliff. Cliff is a target. Jackson knows about that. Jackson told Cliff about that. He also overheard it. But like Cliff knows that Jack's word is not nearly as good as he claims it to be. So even if Cliff was inclined to take Jack's offer of safety, he would know it's not good.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's been down this road with Jack before. And all the ideas that Jack and Tommy and Nick were coming up with yesterday, I was just shaking my head. They're never going to work because your guys' word is no good anymore. You have burnt too many people. And everyone knows that you're solid to the people you're solid with, that you're not going to flip or move on those by any means. So I think that the cards are finally on the table, even though they think they have moves to be made, like giving Nicole 3 weeks of safety or telling, you know, Cliff that he's going to be a, you know, bigger target if Jack goes home. It's all going in one ear and out the other because they just know it's not true.
Yeah. So he's also talking about making some kind of offer to Nicole for a deal of safety, and that's obviously going to be not successful. So they also get around to, he's talking with Tommy, Christy gets involved, Nick is involved, Sis is involved throughout the day. They talk about Kat, him and Tommy in particular, talking about Kat at first, and then it expands. They are particularly concerned about the fact that Kat is playing both sides, and they don't like it. That Kat, how dare she? She has been lying to people and playing both sides. Do other people even know that she was a mole for them earlier in the season? She was a mole the whole time. And you know what? Jack says, I want to tank her game in my eviction speech. And the idea comes out like, well, wait a minute. Let's not tank Kat's game in the eviction speech. What if you went to Jess? What if you went to Kat and you told her, like, hey, I'm gonna out you. What if we went to Jess and told her that Kat knew about the Cliff vote beforehand, that she was a mole and that she didn't tell Jess and that she was never really on Jess's side? She's talked crap about Jess in the past. Let's not forget that. What if we told Jess that? And we're like, no. Even better. Hold on. What if you blackmail Kat with this information? What if we threaten to tell Jess this information, that Kat has been doing things behind her back in the past, and then Kat will be forced to convince Jess to keep Jack the blackmailer? It's brilliant.
It's a perfect idea. There's no way this could go wrong. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. It's hilarious to watch because this will never work. In no way, shape, or form is a blackmail situation going to work for Jack. And I love how Tommy thinks that he's the one that's coming up with this, that this is going to be a great idea.
Christy is the one that I believe offered this particular idea. But like, Nick was involved, Tommy was involved. They were all involved and they were all like, yes, we should try this.
It's just not going to work. There's just no way. And I'm excited to see it because it's going to make for some exciting feats, because I bet some drama will go down. But no, there's just no way this is a good idea. It's just a bad gameplay.
Yeah, so I can tell you that while this plan was formulating throughout the day, it really takes a long time for them to get there. And it's not worth hashing through all of their nonsense, because this is not going to work and it's not worth it. So they're going to do the plan today. Today, at some point, today being Wednesday, Jack plans on going up to Kat.
He wanted to do it during the eviction speech, but they're trying to convince him it's better to do it early during the campaign. And I honestly think it's gonna be better this way, because I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, so we might get something interesting here today. Who knows? Kat is kind of convinced that she's in a pretty good spot right now, so we'll see if she feels any differently after Jack threatens to blow up her spot. Maybe she'll start to realize that she is the main target from the other side. So that's what's going on over there. There's a whole lot of that. That's what to look out for today. But apart from that, like I said, kind of a slower day here. Mm-hmm. Tommy did talk to Kat and let her know that, hey, I want to be on the right side of this vote. You know, can we be on the same page? Can we talk it through? Can you let me know? Tommy's still trying to make some kind of inroads, trying to make sure he's on the right side of the vote and trying to make sure that he is able to still be in communication with some of these people on the other side. Kat does not want him to be on the right side of the vote, though.
No. She does not want that to happen. She wants him to be with the other ones that are going to be voting for Jack. I think they still think that it's a possibility that Cliff can come over to their side, especially if they have Nick. They think that if they're going to have the votes to be there, they got to tell Nick ahead of time, and they got to find out from Cliff ahead of time that they don't want to be shocked by it. So they're waiting for the Cliff moment to tell them, yes, we're going to be coming with your side. It's never going to happen, but that's what they're hoping for, so that they get the votes. But yeah, no, this whole thing with Kat is just it's hilarious to watch. And Jack's just, they're not getting it yet. Jack is going home. They're not going to have the votes. And Tommy's not going to be voting on the right side. I think that other side is going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yes. I mean, I think that if he feels unsure, he'll probably mm-hmm. just jump on board. Like I said, I still kind of expect this to end unanimously regardless. But they're trying to be ambiguous. They're trying to see if they can, you know, hang him on that hook. And so we also have to talk about Nick, because as I mentioned, Nick was very much on board with this plan of blackmailing Kat. Nick is somebody who started the week pretty firmly in the outsider camp, in with Cliff's Angels and them wanting to take out Jack. But while at the same time trying to be in good with both sides and play both sides. However, throughout the week, he has been sort of pushed further and further into the depths of this former group of six that is now the four that is going to become the three. He kept trying to ask them, like, where is the vote going? What are we doing? They kept telling him, you know, oh, we don't know. There are no sides. And now I do believe that Nick has fallen back firmly with Sis, Jack, Tommy, and even a little bit Christy. He talks with Sis about the fact that, like, you know, if Jack does go, we kind of have to work with Christy because we won't have another choice. We see this, you know, this situation where if Jack leaves, then who else do we have left to work with? This is a far cry from where Nick was even just yesterday or a few days ago, where he really wanted to take out Christy next. I feel like he is starting to back away from that. I think he is starting to feel like, I don't really have much else going on. I keep trying to work with these other people, but they're not working with me. So I think I might have to work with these people like Christy. I don't know if I have much of a choice. And I think that Nick is starting to fall in line with the idea of potentially targeting Kat next as well. Even though he loved Kat at the start of the week, he is starting to look a little more in that direction. Sis is talking about how Kat needs to go even before Christy, and Nick is agreeing with that. So you know, watch out there for Nick.
Yeah, Nick's really been playing both sides all week, trying to cozy up to both sides, trying to get on the right side of the vote. And now it looks like going forward into next week, he's finally picked a side, and it looks like it's the Christy Tommy side. I really think this is unfortunate because I wanted to see him go with the outsiders, which I think he has a better outcome in the game if he goes that route. But we still don't know. It's still early to tell, but I just feel like the other side is crumbling and there's enough targets on that side of the house that I feel like it's unfortunate to see him go that way. But that's been Nick's game all season, you know, just very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, it's in my opinion here, I think that it's becoming clear that Nick has to side with these people. Like, I would love for him to work with the outsiders, but he doesn't really have a spot there. Yeah. And they could have pretended he had a spot there, but they've made it very clear to him that he doesn't. And it's funny because Nicole has been trying to work Nick in, and we're going to see a conversation later in the night with Cliff's Angels where they do talk about, like, oh, you know what? Like, they talked about who they want to take down to the end ish. And it's those four plus Holly and Jackson. And then they go, yeah, you know what? I forgot about Nick. Nick has a spot. He's our seventh, essentially. And so, you know, even amongst them privately, they're like, yeah, we like him. He's the seventh, which is better than where he was even just, you know, a couple of days ago. Once again, Nicole has done good work for him in that group, but obviously he can't just fully jump on board with these people. There's no spot for him there at all. And the way that they've, you know, treated him in terms of giving him information this week has made it very, very clear to him that he doesn't have a spot there. And so of course he's going to side with the people that he's been talking with, who are inviting him in and telling him things and that he's able to hang out with and has prior relationships with. So that's something to watch out for. I think Nick's targets, the difference here is that before, he was playing both sides and he was more on the side of, like, yes, let's get out Jack, let's get out Christy. Now I think he's playing both sides and more on the in the line of like, all right, let's get out Kat, let's get out Jackson, let's take out some of these people. So something to watch out for there. Yeah. With Nick,
it's funny to see that now, you know, only a couple weeks removed from them wanting him outside of the house, now he's the cool kid at the party that they want to hang out with. And it's too bad that Jess and Kat really challenged Nick this week by, you know, questioning his vote or trying to see where it would lie, because it really made him feel on the outs. And I think for Nicole's game going forward, the fact that she got so close and tried to bring him in, if he does go that route and say the other side gets in power, I think it does help her a little bit that he'll have her ear, or that she'll have his ear in case she needs him. But I think it was good of her game to kind of keep him in the loop and try to bring him in. I'm fortunate that the others didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, again, Nick started this week saying, and it was just a few days ago, he was saying, I love Kat. I want to work with Kat. I really love her as a person and I want to work with her. And now he's talking with Sis about targeting her next week. So he is still on board with Nicole. He still wants to work with Nicole as long as possible. He talked to Sis about a final four of himself, Sis, Tommy, and Nicole. His loyalty to Cliff, I think, is not as tight as he is with Nicole. I'm still not sure about that relationship. I think both Cliff and Nick, they're working together in some capacity, but I don't know if they fully trust each other to the extent that they might need to, if they need to work together moving forward in the future. Cliff is somebody who hasn't actively alienated Nick, so he still has that connection, but it's not as tight as Nicole. And as Nick gets further pushed into and dives into the Tommy and Sis side of things, then we will see that we'll see how well that connection is able to hold up here.
Yep, no, I agree. And I think that only time will tell with that situation, but I love that she put in some groundwork with Nick, and we'll see how it moves going forward.
Yes. All right. So Holly, Jackson, and Kat are going to talk about their targets for the next week. Jackson really wants Christy to go. Holly says, yeah, Christy first, then Tommy. Kat is still a little bit ambiguous. She's been back and forth about Christy or Tommy first. She's not sure, but I think she's more leaning toward Tommy at this moment, especially after the conversation that he had with her about wanting to be on the right side of the votes. She doesn't want him to be on the right side of the votes. She doesn't want him to be able to get back in with people. I think she wants him gone. So that's we're gonna cue that up there and then circle back to it a little bit later. Jack is going to go and talk to Nicole. He has a very long conversation with her in the hammock. It's like Jack turning it on, like turning on the charm, turning on the like, you know, Nicole, you're just a wonderful person. You're just amazing. And Nicole, it's a long personal conversation. Nicole talks about her family, about, you know, life at home and, you know, different feelings that she's having and all of this stuff. And Jack is, you're such a great person, Nicole. This is what makes you so great. And I'm just like, you're saying things that are true, Jack, but I don't like the way you say them.
Yeah, no, anything he says, you're going to just use it against him or turn against him, because we just don't like him at this point. We've seen his true colors. We've seen how he acts when he's in power, when he has nothing to lose. And he's, you know, got all the power in the world in this house. He's a jerk. He's mean to these people. He berates people behind their backs and really is just not a good person. So now when he, you know, needs to do some smooth talking and really, you know, improve his game and get in the good graces. Oh, you know, I love you so much. You're such a great person. Like, get out of here with that. Like, we know how you really are. And I just wish, you know, I'm glad some of the other house guests actually see this. But I just wish they knew to the full extent what we know, because we're all just so ready for him to be out of the house. We just cannot stand him. So I'm happy that it's finally going to happen, and maybe this game is turning around.
Yeah. So he makes that attempt there. Obviously, you know, whether or not Nicole saw through this, it did seem like she was having a genuine moment with her, with him. I do think that she liked the conversation, but it is not going to sway her into keeping him or anything like that. So, it's a conversation that happened. They might show it on the show as like, oh, look at Jack being smooth and charming his way into votes. But it's going to be one of those no-goes in terms of actual effectiveness. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tommy, though, is going to have a conversation with Holly, and then Jackson is going to join in. Tommy is talking to Holly about, once again, wanting to be on the right side of the vote and wanting to get the five back together. Let's get the five back together. He then has Jackson come in, and he talks to Jackson and Holly about the same thing. Also just spending a lot of time kind of rebonding with them, you know, trying to reaffirm the relationship that they once had. The attempt to get the five back together is obviously misguided. However, the general conversation does go pretty well here with Jackson and Holly. He talks about how, you know, he's a loyal guy and that's always been his thing. He just wants to get everyone back together. And if that's not the case, then he wants to just be loyal to Holly and Jackson moving forward. You know, he's had Jack's back through this because he's so loyal, but he understands that after this week, things will be different and he wants to be loyal to Holly and Jackson. He won't put them on the block. Jackson really appreciates what Tommy has to say. He says that Jackson makes a promise slash deal with Tommy that he won't ever put him on the block. And he means it. After Tommy leaves, he tells Holly, "I love that guy. I love that guy. Never working with the five again. But they burned me twice. But I'll stay true to that. I love that guy." So Tommy doing a decent work here with Jackson. Holly buying it a little bit less here. Holly still does agree that she also won't put Tommy on the block. She wants to get Christy out, and she actually kind of actively wants to keep Tommy safe in the next week because she wants to make sure that Christy leaves. So Tommy is somebody that Holly is considering working with moving forward. Prior to this conversation, so you're saying Christy, then Tommy for sure. Now it's kind of more like Christy, then probably Tommy, but I'm not putting Tommy on the block next week because I'm not risking him going home over Christy. We get some of that when Kat comes in after Jackson leaves, and this was an annoying conversation to listen to, Bobby, because so Tommy talks to Jackson and Holly. Jackson, then Tommy leaves. Jackson and Holly talk about this conversation with Tommy. Tommy did a decent job there with Jackson, at least. Then Kat comes in and they talk a little bit, and then Jackson leaves, and Jackson has been feeling a little sick. He's a little stuffed up. And so Jackson leaves and Holly and Kat start talking. And they start immediately talking about like, OK, so here's what Tommy said. And then Jackson will like open the door and he has like a tissue and he's like, look what just came out of me. With my coffee. This came out of my mouth. It's orange. And the camera's zooming in on it. And I'm just like, why?
Yeah. Out of all the things you can show, come on. Not that. Like, it's just things that they choose to show between that and the, you know, your guys' favorite, you know, stomach hurty, you know, Melissa's favorite thing from Big Brother Celebrity. Like that kind of situation. Like, why show that? Like, they just have a thing for like zooming in or focusing on the gross, nasty stuff.
Yeah, it's it was okay. So he goes in, he's like, oh, look at this, look, it came out of me. And then he leaves again, and they're like, okay, so Tommy was saying that he wants to get the five back together. I'm not on board with that. And then Jackson opens the door, oh, look at this, look at this one. I'm like, stop.
there's no ground rules in this house anymore. We are officially off the deep end.
I want you guys to understand that when I talk about this Holly and Kat conversation, every couple of minutes Jackson is busting through the door, you know, showing them another gross thing that is coming out of his body. So just imagine that as I'm talking.
Yeah, sorry for the people that were eating in the chat. Yeah, you got that mental image.
I had to deal with it, and so do you. So Holly explains what just happened, that Tommy came in and was talking about wanting to be on the right side of the vote, like Kat told Holly he wanted to be. And Holly was like, we don't want to let him do that. And then when Jackson came in, he talked about wanting to be a vote for Jackson, but he left out the wanting to be on the right side of the vote side part of it. While what Tommy said did work with Jackson, did not work as well with Holly. She says, yeah, he wants to get the five back together. That's not happening. Kat says, well, why not? Kat kind of encourages Holly. Maybe you should go and work as the five again. I think that's maybe a good idea. And Holly was like, no. Because if I do that, then like the other side is going to target me. Like you guys are going to target us. And Kat's like, well, yeah, but like who else is there to target?
Yeah, I was shaking my head in the situation watching Kat have this conversation. I was just like, what is the point of this? What are you trying to do? You're just trying to get more numbers for the side that you're going against. It would make no sense for Holly and Jackson to do this. It's just, they know that you guys are going after them, so why would you ever make this move? Yeah, I was just shaking my head. I didn't understand the point that Kat was trying to make, but hey, you know, it was just a weird, weird move that she was trying to get her to make that I didn't think was ever going to be possible.
I can't quite understand where Kat's coming from on this.
No.
One. She is still like in this conversation. She's actively encouraging Holly to go and work with those people. Holly says, but I don't want to do that. Like if I do that, then, and you guys just pick them off one by one, then I'm not close with Nicole and Cliff and Jess. Like that's not good for me, like long term. Kat says she doesn't think that Holly needs to be concerned about that, that it won't matter. Maybe Kat is trying to set Holly up to not be close with those people so that Kat maintains that middle position. I can maybe see that. But Holly's not really biting on this. It just doesn't make any sense for Holly to do this. They talk about, like, Holly says she's considered, like, why can't I just become a Cliff's Angel? And Kat's like, don't say that. Don't tell anybody I told you that. They'll be so mad at me. And Holly's like, I haven't. Don't worry about it. I haven't told anyone. That's keeping it a secret, but she's also not sure that it's the smartest thing to jump into the Cliff's Angels group. Cliff's Angels, that's right. Yeah,
you got it.
So she's like, she's not really sure where she's going to land here. Kat's talking about, like, well, you know, what do you want to do next week? And Holly mentions that she wants to get out Christy next week, and she doesn't want to put Christy up next to Tommy. She doesn't want to risk Tommy leaving over Christy. And so she's thinking maybe she'd put up something like someone like maybe Nick and Christy, Nick and Christy up next to each other, that maybe that could work. Maybe even she considers like just two pawns, like Nick and Nicole, and then backdoor Christy or something along those lines. Kat is a little more opposed to using pawns. She would rather just put them up like that. But what Kat says is that, well, not those pawns. I would like to put up Jackson. I'd like to put up Jackson as my pawn. I would put up Christy and Jackson or Tommy and Jackson. I'd put up Tommy and Jackson pretend that I'm still targeting Jackson and Tommy will think that he's a pawn, but really he'll be the target. So that's Kat's plan. And Holly is like, oh yeah, that would be great. You should totally put up Jackson as a pawn.
Yeah, no, it's, there's times where we see that Kat has a good, you know, head for the game when she's talking about who she wants to nominate and who she's working with and who, you know, who's working which side. And then we see her talk about to Holly, oh, you need to rejoin the five. So it's like we get little moments of good gameplay, and then most moments you're just like, what is she doing? What is she thinking? But as far as when it comes to their nominations, I actually really like Kat's idea. I think that for me, I think it's a good idea, but I don't know. I think there's a lot of game going forward that I still think it could work out for them and that for that side, but it is a risky move.
Yes. I mean, I don't hate these nominations from Kat. I think that she is right to want Tommy out. And I think that putting Tommy and Christy on the block next to each other would probably not result in a Tommy eviction. I think that, you know, if we're trying to count votes, you also unfortunately have to account for the fact that there's going to be a third nominee. And so therefore, you know, another person's not going to be voting and we have no idea who that might end up being. You know, maybe Jackson goes up as the third nominee. Maybe that happens before nominations. Maybe it happens after nominations. We don't even know. I would assume it happens before. So then it's like, well, what happens if Jackson is the third nominee and he was already going to be a nominee in the first place? So, you know, it's a lot of like, we still don't know how the votes are going to go. But ultimately, I think that there might be some difficulty if Tommy is on the block next to Christy. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. I think Nicole would prefer for Christy to leave first, even though Cliff, Jess, and Kat might prefer to see Tommy leave. We know for a fact that Jackson, Holly, Nick, and Sis would all want Tommy to stay over Christy. So there are a lot of votes there potentially to keep Tommy over Christy if they're both on the block. So the only way to potentially get Tommy out before Christy would be to put him up next to some kind of pawn, whether that's Sis or Jackson or Nick or whoever, you know, that's another story. And putting Jackson on the block is a way to potentially mitigate some of the blood on your hands if you're Kat, and again, continue to hide your relationship with Jackson and potentially Holly. So it's not a bad play. She also will later say that, like, one of the reasons why she likes it is because if Jackson goes, Jackson goes. She doesn't really care. We don't know for sure how much she means that. She shouldn't want Jackson to go, at least not yet. But you know, we'll have to wait and see on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's not a terrible plan. The whole thing that it could risk Jackson going home, which I think would really hinder her game because he's a great shield in front of her, especially for that side of the house. Even though they have been mentioning her name quite a bit, I still think that he presides the biggest threat for them. So I think that he's a better shield to have and keep in this game. So I wouldn't necessarily love to see her put him up. But I do see where she's coming from. And I think it could have some, you know, some good side effects going forward if everything works out with this whole, you know, twist that they have going on this week. If that doesn't go, you know, terribly, terribly wrong, which we all predict it will, I think that this could be a good play going forward.
Yes. So that's Kat's plan. Holly, like I said, is with Jackson, not wanting to put Tommy up, wanting to take Christy out. Meanwhile, again, the other side really looking at targeting Kat if possible. So that's where those people are looking. And again, Holly talked about even just putting pawns up, like maybe Nick. She mentioned Nicole's name. It's possible that if Holly wins, she does something like that. And with Kat continuing to push her to work with those other people, there's a chance that she starts talking with them more and potentially reuniting with them a little bit. Obviously not with Christy, but if Christy does end up leaving next week, I could see Tommy, Holly, and Jackson and Sis reuniting in some capacity, because Tommy did do a good job talking with Jackson. Jackson feels good about Tommy. Holly feels about Tommy, but Kat is okay with Holly going back and working with him, so I could see that connection coming back into play at some point. So we'll have to wait and see on that one as well. We then get to Cliff, Nicole, Jess, and Kat. It's Cliff's angels up in the HOH room later in the night. They talk about how, once again, Tommy wants to be on the right side of the votes, and how they do not want to let Tommy know, or any of them know, where the votes are going to fall for sure, in the hopes that they can make things just a little bit more difficult for them, especially if they want to like reunite with Jackson and Holly in any capacity.
Yeah, no, and we'll see where the votes lie with that, especially if they want to work with them, because I don't know if it'll mess anything up with them.
Yes. Like I said, I think that if they're not getting an answer, I think they're going to take that as an answer.
Yeah.
We'll have to. I don't think that they're going to actually vote the wrong way when it comes down to it.
I got a dog hair in my mouth. I had to figure that out. I don't know where that came from, but it was disgusting and bugging me.
Well, there you go.
I don't know how that happened. Oh,
this is exactly what it was like with Jackson.
Not again, right?
So Cliff is going to try to get a gauge of where everyone stands here. He says, look, I'm looking to put up Christy and Tommy next week. They just finished a Christy bashing session. He's like, I'm thinking about putting up Christy and Tommy. Where do you guys stand? And everyone agrees, Christy and Tommy, good nominations. Kat, though, says, yeah, Christy and Tommy, I'm thinking about putting up Jackson. This is where she talks about putting Jackson up as a pawn, that she doesn't care if Jackson goes. And then really what she's talking about is, I have a reason to put up Jackson. I have a reason to put up Tommy. He was involved in the vote flip. I don't really have a reason to put up Christy. And then she kind of backtracks because she had talked to Holly about how she doesn't want to make it seem like she's too close to Christy. So she said, well, I mean, I do have reasons to put up Christy, just not as many, not as she does. She doesn't know them. She doesn't know that I have reasons to put her up. I think Kat is sort of overestimating her relationship with Christy right there. I feel like she is thinking that if she doesn't put Christy on the block, then she can reconnect with her in some way, which maybe. But Christy is definitely a lot more anti-Kat than Kat realizes at the moment. And again, that's why I feel like the plan to blackmail Kat today might be an indicator for her that she is not in good with that other side as good as she thinks she is with that other side. So. We'll have to see on that one. I'm excited to see the reaction to this this blackmail plan, and see where Kat moves from there.
Yeah, no, Kat. This whole blackmail plan, I really can't wait. It's really going to be the highlight of the day, and it's going to really show everyone's true cards. And also, I want to see how Kat reacts in this situation when she's put on the spot like this. So. And everyone freaking out about the whole dog situation. Yes, I have a dog. My girlfriend went to go walk him right now. So I'm sorry about the dog hair. They're everywhere. And sometimes I guess I got caught on my water bottle. So yes, there is a dog in this house. It's not just me.
There you go. There you go. Kat is talking about like she would put Tommy up next to Jackson. She'd send Tommy home. The others agree. Tommy is probably the bigger threat. He has more connections. In particular, Cliff says, Tommy's gonna be able to reconnect with people. Christy is gonna continue to feud with Jackson. You know, Christy and Jackson will never get back together. But Cliff says he feels like Tommy and Jackson might get back together, and that worries him. So Cliff is actually on board to take out Tommy first, which is potentially the right move here. Tommy has always been more anti-Cliff than Christy. Tommy is closer to Nick than Christy is. If Cliff ever does need to work with the other side, Christy keeps them from being a very solid thing that excludes him as much. So this is probably the right move for Cliff as well. Nicole, though, does feel more threatened by Christy at the end of the day. She talked about like, Christy scares me. Christy scares me. She's won more competitions. And then Cliff does point out, you know what, though? I think Tommy's been throwing competitions. I think Tommy is potentially more dangerous in competitions. He's just been throwing them. And so they're a little bit back and forth on that. They don't really come to a solid agreement. They kind of discuss that, like, you know what? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out when it comes to it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, to me, this was the highlight of the day of seeing them go figure out the plan for who they're going to target going forward. And the fact that they're finally, I feel like, coming on to Tommy's game a little bit, that they're realizing, yes, he has been throwing things. And the fact that he'll be nice to you and then, you know, say stuff behind your back, and that he's just trying to play both sides a little bit. So I feel like Tommy's game kind of is coming unraveled a little bit. But I love the fact that they were able to figure out their targets. Tommy isn't one immediately, but Christy is the one that's at the forefront. I think she's got the most to worry about going into this next week, especially if that side of the house has any kind of power.
Yes. So, so like I said, I think, you know, it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen next week, especially with the field trip. But right now, the main targets are Kat, Christy, Tommy. You know, Holly could be in there. Jackson could be in there. Nick could be a pawn, theoretically. Apart from that, the others are pretty safe. But again, with the field trip involved, nobody's really safe for sure. It's going to not only mess with the nominations, but also with the number of votes. You know, typically next week would have 7 votes, but with a third nominee, it's going to have 6 votes, which makes the HOH a little more powerful because they'll break the tie. So if one of the people outside of Cliff's Angels is HOH, then that might help them in some ways, especially if people from Cliff's Angels end up in the field trip itself, because, you know, let's say that that Christy wins the HOH, then there's only 3 other people really that could go to the field trip. And if they didn't all get votes, like Sis, it's going to be difficult for the casuals to vote Sis in. I don't think they even know who she is. So then we're looking at, you know, maybe Jackson, Tommy, maybe, and then, you know, a third person like Kat, Cliff or Nicole potentially. And so who knows where this is going to go, but we're going to try and see how it happens.
Yeah, I definitely think, in my opinion, I think it'll be some three of, or I think it'll be this three actually: Cliff, Tommy, and not Cliff, excuse me, Tommy, Christy, and Jackson. I think there is an outside shot, though, that Cliff does get in there because of the casuals and because they see it, like you guys have been stating, that, oh, it looks like it could be something good. They lead it off with something good. And I do worry about that. Hopefully it's just another, you know, slide the ball down into the hole type situation, because we know Cliff is amazing at that in case he does get nominated. So unless it's something like that, yeah, I don't know. I do worry that the casuals won't see this in the right way and accidentally vote him in. And another point is, I was on the website yesterday trying to figure out how to vote, because I've been like putting it up and like, okay, I need to get to that. I am with you. That thing is impossible to find how to vote. I took me a good like 15 minutes to be like, okay, where is it? This does not make any sense.
That might be a good thing.
That is the only good thing when it comes to the casuals. But for people that actually care and then maybe don't want to spend 10 minutes trying to figure it out, I mean, unless people are just smarter than me, which is totally possible. It was just forever to find that out.
Yes. basically, I would expect for the people that watch the TV show and aren't really like thinking strategically ahead, I would expect most of the votes to come in on Jack, Jackson, and Christy. Obviously, Jack is going to be going home, so all of those votes are going to be null and void. So right away, you know, a lot of people that would be voting against Jack, who are voting correctly for the most part, those votes are going to go away. Then if somebody, like I said, like say Christy wins the HOH, then all of a sudden you just have Jackson. I don't know how many people are voting Tommy that watch the show only. Maybe a few, but maybe not nearly as many as the people who watch the feeds would. Sis is going to be difficult for the casuals to vote for. Holly, I don't know if people are really voting for Holly. So that, again, that leaves me with, you know, some of the other more visible people like Cliff, Kat, maybe Nicole. I feel like Nicole is slightly less visual on the show, so yeah. I'm not as concerned with her when it comes to the casual vote. But she is very high up in some of the online polls, like on Joker's and such. So I'm a little worried.
Yeah. And as we should be, because it's a dumb twist that should have never, you know, happened. Yeah. It's like, if they're going to do a twist, get one right. This is not one that we like. But I mean, fingers crossed, you know, we've hated them some in the past and they haven't turned out to be completely terrible. So maybe this will be one of those. But I'm not very high on this at all.
Yeah. All right. So and then again, there's also this weird situation where, like, if the third nominee becomes somebody who is already going to be a nominee, then, like, I don't know, whatever. This is exactly, there's a lot of ways that this could just either completely bust or just be bad. So I'm kind of just hoping that it's just bust and that it doesn't really have it just flops and then doesn't really make it much of a difference.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to expect to see. But, you know, two out of the three twists so far this season when it comes to the powers have flopped this year. So let's hopefully let another one just flop and get out of here without hurting and doing too much damage to anyone's game, besides the side that we want to see damage done.
Yeah. All right. So so there we go. That's what we have for you today. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Bobby?
Nope. You know, I'm excited this week. You kind of, you know, reinvigorated me to the season, really helped get my spirits up that maybe something can change, maybe something can happen. We're starting to see little pieces in place, but we still have a long ways to go. So let's not hold, you know, hold our breath just yet. Let's hold out hope that everything continues to go smooth and that maybe a buyback doesn't screw everything up with Jack being out of the house. So let's keep it calm. Let's be calm, but let's be hopeful that going forward, it stays on this course.
All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you for joining us today. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds, which should hopefully include the attempted blackmail of Kat. So that'll be hopefully interesting. And then, of course, tonight, tune in for Eric Stein, who I think I keep seeing people talk to him in the chat.
Yeah, he's there.
I haven't seen any of his comments myself.
I saw him at the very beginning. What's up, Eric? He was the reason I started watching Big Brother, so shout out to him.
There you go. There you go. So Eric will be on tonight. Oh, there he is. There he is. Eric says, were you watching the week that America screwed me? Oh, wait, that was every week. Yeah, it's true. Unfortunately, I am not going to be on with Eric. Scheduling did not work out for that. I'd have to put myself on way too many podcasts in a row. So it'll be a good show, though. I'm looking forward to listening here with Eric tonight for the recap, and then of course tomorrow night, Caitlin will be on, and we'll talk. They'll talk about the Jack eviction. Be great.
Yes, the great Jack eviction is finally going to happen.
Yes. So you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Bobby, where can people find you?
I'm at Goodspeed Bobby for Twitter. And then also, if you guys get a chance, I have a sports podcast that I do on YouTube. It's called Clup and the Goods. That's C-L-U-P-P. You can find it on my Twitter. And that is Mondays from 10 to midnight Pacific time. And you can also check it out at clupandthegoods.com.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. We'll see you next time.